I thought about, you know, when you're trying to explain it, when you have a high price point for something, which it certainly is, you know, there's this part of, well, what am I going to get out of it? And being in a brainstorm group, it's really hard to explain to someone what's it going to be like. I mean, you can hit them with benefits. You can talk about pain selling. And part of it is, I just wanted to attract a certain type of individual. And so a lot of people guarantee it. Like if you come for, you know, a year, you get your money back. If you don't love it, I thought, you know, no, I really want players. I want people that will execute. I want people that have their act enough together, what you call industry transformers. I mean, the very top people at what it is they do. And that's what we have. I mean, it is currently the level of people, the income that they make, the type of entrepreneur they are, the leaders in their industries. It is now the top mastermind group in the world for direct response marketers. I mean, there's no other group in the world that I'm aware of that has the level of player that's in the group. So I thought, you know, considering those types of people are going to be in there, if anyone's going to come to the group, they better be able to make at least a 10 times return on their money. For one, I want them to love the group. I want the group every year to have continuity. So I want people to continually be growing and growing and growing. And if they're not able to execute on the elegant ideas that are discussed there, then simply why would I want them to come back? But when you put that challenge out to people, it's like you said, it makes the brain think about, oh, okay, what can I look for? You have your great saying, which, you know, the eyes only see and the ears only hear what they're looking for. And I want people looking for how they're going to make incredible progress, because I want them to be greatly appreciative of me and what I provide and the value. And at the same time, ideas are everywhere. I mean, the highly successful entrepreneur doesn't per se need more stuff to do. They don't need more ideas. I mean, in many ways, ideas can be a hindrance, can be a lot of stress for people. What they really need is they need elegant ideas. And let me say it this way, Dan, too. I have a couple of friends that both are extremely sharp marketers. And they always get into a debate of what's more important, execution or ideas. And one comes from the school of, well, you know, execution is the most incredible thing, because it doesn't matter how great the idea is. If you don't execute, you know, then you got no value out of it. Whereas the other person's like, well, yes, that's true. But the only thing that will make flawless execution better is a better idea. So the truth is, they're both important. So I want people not only to get great, elegant ideas, but I also want them to be able to execute. And that's what the discussions are about. And if they're not able to make $250,000, then they just don't have it. They're not ready yet. You know, go somewhere else. Once you get to that level, maybe come to my group.